Hello everyone, it's Melissa Rowe, and I'm here in my kitchen again. So, what are we going to do today? Well, I found a cool recipe, and I'm going to put the phone on top of the microwave because I don't want to spill anything onto it. But I found a pretty cool recipe that I like a lot. But I have not tried it yet. And the reason why is because I just found out about it yesterday. Now, what do you need for this recipe? I'm trying to get everything kind of mixed up. I had a disaster in here this morning where I spilled some chai tea that I had made, and that was not pretty. Now, it does not say in the direction to cover, so I'm using a casserole dish, but it doesn't have a, it does not have a, well, it has a lid, but I'm not using it. I'm going to put it here on the stove, just so I can put it right into the oven after I put the ingredients in it. Now, we need, four, boneless, skinless chicken breast halves. The best thing I could come across was what I have now. We finally found a pack that had four pieces of chicken in it. So if you can't find breast halves or anything, as long as you find a pack with four, you know, good-sized pieces of chicken. So now I'm going to open up the package. I just purchased this yesterday. And you need to put the chicken inside of a 2-quart shallow baking dish. Now I'm assuming that this is 2 quarts. I didn't check the measurements on it, but it is a good size. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the package. That would actually work. You know what it is? I got my nails done at the salon, and sometimes I'm afraid to break my nails, so I'm kind of delicate with these packages if I have to be. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the casserole dish over here. So we got to prepare the chicken. I'm just going to wash it off real quick because I always wash off, at least rinse off, like raw meat because it's slimy and it's disgusting. And meat makes me want to barf every time I touch it, raw meat. But it must be done. So I just purchased these yesterday, and I kept them in my fridge. And personally, I prefer Walmart. I prefer buying them from a grocery market, but I was at Walmart, so I purchased the chicken from Walmart, so I'm just rinsing it off. So now you need to lay this chicken inside of the dish. Now, there's 4 pieces in this packet, so I'm taking them out and I'm just rinsing them off just so that they're, you know, somewhat clean and that they are going to turn out to be very, 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 very delicious. So get your chicken cleaned up, rinsed off, and all the fun stuff. And this is supposed to serve 4 people. I hope I have enough room. I should. Yeah, I'll have enough room. It's not so much, the dish is certainly perfect for this. It's just that it may not be wide enough, but it is. I've got enough room. Okay. Now, we have the chicken prepared. And it's in the dish. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually wash my hands, because anytime you touch raw meat, you always wash your hands. I don't have soap. Well, I have dish soap, unfortunately. I have to get some more hand soap, but I always use some kind of soap because I do not like having dirty, disgusting hands. And plus, this dish soap smells like orange. It smells good. So anyway, we now have a dish with chicken. I'm going to take and put this over here on the stove. Okay, now I'm going to get, I need to bake this at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm going to preheat my oven. So there we go. All right, so the chicken's ready. Now I need to get a bowl. Now, actually, I think this would be a good-sized bowl in here. Now, the recipe does call for mushrooms, but I personally do not like mushrooms. And I did a, you know, a little test on Twitter, and apparently a lot of people don't like them. A few people do, but the ones that I know of don't really care for them. But what we're going to do is we're going to get a... So what you will need is a 10-ounce can of cream of broccoli soup, a fourth of a cup of, well, I need to measure them out, but I'm getting the containers out, a fourth of a cup of Parmesan cheese, and some Italian breadcrumbs. Now, I am going to actually pause this so I can get everything, I'll be right back. All right, I am back. So, we have a requirement of, okay, come over here. I'm getting my measuring cups out. Okay. We need the 10-ounce can of cream of broccoli soup, which I'm about to open the can right now. We need a third of a cup of milk. We need a half a teaspoon, of garlic powder. So we have to mix the three items. We are going to use the breadcrumbs in a minute, as well as the Parmesan cheese. You need a fourth of a cup of each. So we need a 10-ounce can of broccoli soup. We already got the chicken ready. We need a third of a cup of milk, and we need 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. So I'm gonna pour this cream of broccoli soup in here. That's a 10-ounce can, so it's kind of, I need to get a spoon and scoop it out. It's in there pretty good. Or you could use fat-free cream of broccoli soup. Let me just get a plastic spoon because it's throwaway. And let's scoop this out. So you can either use 10 ounces of creamy or fat-free broccoli soup, or you need a 10-ounce can. Ooh. So... There we go. We got the soup in there. And we will get the milk next. And then we'll deal with the garlic powder. So, let us get milk. We need a third of a cup, and I have not been drinking a lot of my milk lately because I had ran out of lactate pills. I take lactate pills because I am lactose intolerant, but I finally got some lactate pills yesterday. And then my third of a cup is the second smallest one. I have a fourth, a third, a half, and then one cup. So I'm going to pour a third of a cup, and if I make a mess, I'll definitely just clean it up. Okay, whoa. Oh, I'm making a big mess. I'm spilling. Okay. Yeah, I always do that when I pour milk in a little cup. cups like this, I always spill. So a third of a cup of milk. So let's clean up our mess. And I like to put things away as I go along. I am one of those people. I'm not very OCD about a lot of things, but keeping a clean counter and clean hands and lack of ingredients on the counter to create better workspace is something that I am very OCD about. So let's wipe down this counter just a little bit. So anyway, we got the oven preheating. We got the chicken prepared in the dish. So now I just need to add the garlic powder, and I need to mix this together, which I'll do that now. And then we pour that onto the chicken. Then afterwards, now in this sauce, you would also mix one jar of mushrooms, about 4.5 ounces. And we're not putting that into our recipe today because I am not a mushroom person. But I'm going to experiment anyway. Now I'm just looking for my spoon, my teaspoon measuring thingy. Of course, having that out ahead of time would also help, which I didn't. Aha. A big freaking a big drawer of utensils. Okay, I found the half a teaspoon because I know we have 1 teaspoon on this ring. I only have a tablespoon, a fourth of a teaspoon, a half of a teaspoon, and a full teaspoon. So only 3 things. Let's close that. Okay, we've got garlic powder. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put a little, because it's in a shaker type of thing. And I have to, and it's brand new, so since I just bought it yesterday, I have to take the seal off of it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put a paper towel down because I'm liable to make messes. I always do. It's almost the guaranteed. It's almost the guaranteed assurance in my kitchen. Okay, so we took a little round seal paper off. And we have garlic powder. Oh, garlic is so divine. Actually what I could do, since I have this little measuring thing open, I might as well just stick, instead of using the shaker, I might as well just stick the half a teaspoon in there and just get out half a teaspoon of garlic powder. Okay, so I got out a half a teaspoon. And that is now actually I'm going to use this because later on we're going to make our cheese, breadcrumb, and butter mixture after this. So we now have all 3 ingredients in there. There would be 4 if you put mushrooms, the 4.5 ounces of mushrooms, I believe. It said 1 jar of mushrooms drained, so you have to drain all the juice out of it. So now I'm just going to get a regular spoon because this is a minor, just a very simple recipe, and it's just in a little bowl. So I'm just mixing the soup, the milk, and the garlic powder. So it's kind of a thick sauce. And it's got little bits of broccoli in it, obviously. So we're going to have broccoli because it's cream of broccoli soup. And then what we need to do is pour this sauce over the chicken. And be sure to stir the sauce when it comes out of the oven. So, I'm just mixing the ingredients together in a little bowl. Just stirring them together. And now we gotta pour this stuff into the chicken. I was gonna do it tonight for dinner, but I decided I would have it for dinner tonight, but I decided I'd make it now. It's already after 1. But I have a show at 6 o'clock to do, and I just decided that this might be the benefit of making lunch early. So now I'm going to pour this mixture over my chicken and wish me luck, because I tend to make huge messes. So I'm just going to pour it all over there. Let's make sure we get our whole chicken covered. That's what I want. I want all. So I'm just kind of spreading it around evenly with my fingers. Smells good. So we're going to have nicely baked creamy chicken broccoli stuff tonight. Okay, so all right. Well, we got that situated. And so after this, I need to wash dishes. All right. So now I'm going to get another bowl, and I'm going to measure 2 tablespoons of butter, and then I'm going to melt it in the microwave. And then in that bowl, when the butter comes out of the microwave, I am going to mix the breadcrumbs and the Parmesan cheese. Now you need the grated Parmesan cheese. That is what you need. So let me take care of butter first. Let's get some butter. And I get the butter that's in the tub. They say if it's in the tub, it's margarine. And if it's not, it's butter. And some people just prefer to get the regular sticks, but I prefer this one. It's got more oils in it, I guess. It's easier for me to cook. I prefer cooking with butter than oil. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my spoon thing, and I'm going to measure out 2 tablespoons of butter. So we want 2 tablespoons of butter. Ooh, whoa, that's a lot. Ouch, that's a lot, that's a lot. That's way too much. Okay, so that's, I would say that's about, I'd say that's about a tablespoon. Come on, off, there. Maybe a little bit more than a tablespoon, but does not want to cooperate with us. All right, there we go. So I'm measuring another tablespoon. That looks about right. A little too much. There we go. That looks. Okay, I need to level this out. This would be good if it were level. There we go. So now I'm going to melt this in the microwave. It didn't say how to melt it, just as long as it's melted. And then in that same bowl, I'm going to add, when the butter comes out, I'm going to add the breadcrumbs and the grated Parmesan cheese. So now, about 30 seconds in the micro should do it. So let's start cleaning up. Let's put away the butter. I know, I have to put everything away before I can continue that I don't use. Okay, so we got that. Now, I just need my 1/4 cup. I don't need the half and the 1 cup. I don't need that. going to need the fourth of a cup, though. So I'm going to melt this butter. And I will report back to you when I officially get it done. No.
Door open.
About 30 seconds ought to do it. In the microwave. So, getting that. We have an old talking microwave. Let's get this off.
10, 20, 13 seconds. Start.
Yeah, that ought to do it. Okay. All right. So, we are going to.
Door open. Pause.
I think this should be pretty good. Pretty melted. Yeah, it's melted. It just needed to be warmed up, is really what it needed. All right, so we're going to move this. Let me put this back on the micro. And let's close the microwave. Now, our next step, we're going to put, I'll do the breadcrumbs first. We need a fourth of a cup of breadcrumbs. And I just got the Italian ones because I figured, well, it's got garlic powder, and I like Italian food, so. Now, some Italian food I haven't tried. Anything with seafood in it, though, sadly, I won't eat it. I don't eat anything that lives in the sea. I just can't. Just the food, the smell of fish, like, turned me off big time. I wanted no part of it. Okay. I was throwing away the little peel that came off of the breadcrumbs. So now I need a fourth of a cup of breadcrumb. So I'm going to measure that out. All right. That's not very even. Let's get it some more even a bit. Looks like we need a little bit more breadcrumbs. All right. I think we are cooking with gasoline. All right. So I'm going to add this to my mixture, and then I'm going to use this same fourth of a cup, and I'm going to first of all put away the breadcrumbs, and then I'm going to get the Parmesan cheese. We need the fourth of a cup of grated Parmesan cheese. Now this container is also unopened. It won't be for long. So this is a creamy chicken bake casserole. We're doing every single ingredient except mushrooms. Mushrooms, you can have them. I do not care for mushrooms at all. Okay. Now, how do you open this thing? I know there's the thing, but there's a seal. I took out the little thing that tied the container around, I guess. Now, I'm going to undo the packaging. Now, that's very like me to spill bread crumbs on the counter. So, I've got a mess to clean up, as usual. And instead of, why don't I just put the whole fourth of a cup in there and just measure out instead of pouring. That way I don't spill it everywhere. Okay, so I'm going to add my fourth of a cup of grated Parmesan cheese. Okay, let's even that out. All right. So now we're going to pour this into our mixture. And we're going to mix that around and simply mix it and sprinkle it over our chicken with all that yummy sauce on it. Mmm. Oh, I bet the house is gonna smell so good. So, now we've got grated Parmesan cheese and all that stuff. So now let me just get a spoon and mix this stuff around. For a minute, I couldn't find my spoons. Hello. Okay, so let's just mix it. So we're mixing 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup of breadcrumbs, and 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. We're mixing, oh, that smells good, the Parmesan cheese. And this stuff hasn't even been, this stuff has not even been added to the chicken yet. We have to sprinkle it over the chicken right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, once I mix this, it's kind of got a, it kind of reminds me, the texture kind of reminds me of brown sugar, sort of, but it's not. But it's kind of got that consistency. So I'm just going to get it in spoonfuls and just drop spoonfuls over the chicken. It says sprinkle it over the chicken, but I really don't want to sprinkle things everywhere. I'll just make messes. So I will sprinkle it over the chicken, but I do it my way, so I don't mess up my... So this is just a light mixture. So I'm going to sprinkle it over my... Or I'm going to get it in spoonfuls and just put it over my chicken. So I'm going to make sure we are all fully covered. Now we get another spoonful. So my audio recording is going to run out pretty soon. So you need to bake this for 30 minutes. So be sure to bake this at 400 for 30 minutes. And everything should turn out pretty good. So I'm just spooning it over my chicken. I love the smell of garlic and Parmesan. Oh, give me chicken Parmesan any day. In fact, I had some last night. It was very, very good. I'm hoping that I want to make sure I coat the entire surface. Okay, I think there's a little bit. I'll just take the bowl over so there's not as much. Whoa. Yeah, we want to coat the surface of this so it feels like a... Oh my god, this is going to be divine. Okay. So it's kind of a, we want to get this all coated. So you're going to bake this for 30 minutes because the chicken obviously has to cook. So, oh, this is so good. It's not even in the oven and I'm already liking the smell of all this. And I'm getting it all over me. Oh no, that's not what I wanted. Okay. All right, it's pretty well coated, I think. All right. All right, now it's time to go into the oven. I'm not going into the oven, just for the record. My chicken is. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so good. Especially, I love cream of broccoli soup. Mix that, sprinkle a little bit of cheese over it, and heaven. Okay, now in this recipe, it did not say to cover, so I'm not going to. So I'm just going to put it in there for 30 minutes. Oy. Okay, 30 minutes it is.
7 seconds remaining.
Oh,
cancel.
That's the when I had cooked the